It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge the season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The following is a production of iHeartRadio.
This episode contains depictions of strong violence, drug use, and sexual coercion.
There's power in making people wait, in reminding them just who's the immovable object after all. It's a time-tested strategy. I barely crawled out of bed in time to grab my buzzing comm unit. It was a calendar invite from Hoffman. In the end, he agreed without further discussion. I'd have my meeting with Asia Marsh. I shot home a dose of basilisk and slid back into my sweat-stained clothes. The drug tightened my senses, silencing the voices in my head even as they brought the ghosts of Atlas into sharper detail. The echo of voices and footsteps that seemed to crawl the vents and reverberate through the metal itself. I refused to give in to their hallucinatory charms. Jax, tight-lipped as ever, brought me to the summit room. It was, as best I could tell, a small mess hall with all visible security features ripped out. All the tables had been folded into the walls, and a cramped stage accommodated whatever sort of community theater made life easier on the abyssal plane. And there I sat. For an hour. My weapons sheathed, and my god-slaying tattoos covered with cap, kerchief, and zipper. You know, like a proper ambassador. I glowered at the two empty chairs. I tried to pull up one of Vale's stories on my comm unit, but realized I'd never bothered to download a fresh packet. All I had were fragments. They were watching, of course. Not Eudex this time, but the other power here on Atlas Station. I wasn't sure how. There were no cameras. But the stage side door didn't open till I started to pace. They didn't walk in until I was good and agitated. The Nereids. There was no denying their identity. Each was a paragon of human beauty. The female, as if intentionally invoking the mythic siren, wore a skin suit that clung immodestly to every curve, unzipped to her sternum. Thick black curls danced like seaweed around the flawless symmetry of her countenance. Her male cohort wore a simple red tracksuit, though it did little to conceal the statuesque musculature beneath. His skin was flawless, his jawline and lips like features carved from stone. The couple took their seats, each with the grace of a dancer and without so much as a single word. As if. It was almost too easy to roll my eyes at them. Mere physical charm was nothing. Then I felt them reach out to me with the waves of their psionic influence. Nereids are essentially tritons, or a genetically modified variant on the species. They're augmented in much the same way as recombined humans, only instead of adapting a human to the deep, their change adapts a triton for the surface, and grants them certain abilities, heightened reflexes, increased strength, and, above all, psionic powers. Everything I'd been conditioned to counter and resist. The tattoos were supposed to help, too, visually. And perhaps non-visually as well, depending on who you asked. Command had briefed me on the science. The highly specialized wave emanation that probably started as a communication method in an aquatic species. But it scarcely prepared me for how it felt to have the pleasure circuit of my brain teased and caressed by their delicate pulsations. Their physical presence alone did nothing for me. But as the waves intensified, I felt the remnants of my sexual desire begin to stir. It was something I hadn't felt in years. The female Nereid reclined in her chair, rolling her shoulder blades back and coiling as if to strike. But my fingers didn't even itch for a knife. I almost wanted it to happen. The male leaned forward, thick fingers sliding over his knees, eyes breathing me in, lips. I flexed one of two phantom muscles in my body, and a subdermal dose of basilisk exploded into my bloodstream. The Nereid waves died away almost immediately. The male opened his mouth to speak. "Shh. You just sit there and look pretty. I'm here to talk with your boss."
"And so you shall."
"Bah, zibaye, yek bache gorbe, va yek cuttlefish, dar yek galeb, cuddle cat, cuttlefish, as nazar genetic, mesle yek heivan kame bar shoma va khanevade. Zamane ke khushale, sedaye khubi dar miyad, va khodesho takun mide. Bah, giyafesh, mesle safe, nakashi, shoma ro khushal mikone, va hamun zaman shoma ro naz mikone. Lutfan berevid be website umtek bar akharin khabarha. Hatman Emrus Cuddle Cat Kiddlefish Sefarish Bedahid Barai Tatilate Solano Vah Darayande Nazdik Miayat Octopo."
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlas Station. Here's to another safe and productive week. Let's keep the lights on up top and that safety streak going as long as possible. Watch out for those vents, am I right? A few announcements to kick things off. First of all, we are aware of the hub connection error, and technicians are looking into it. Looks like a hardware malfunction on our end, but we'll have it up and running in no time. I know. I feel ya. I'm itching to catch up on Dress Wars, too. I think Daphne's got it this season. But we'll get everybody syncing before the week's out. Grid teams 6 and 8. There's a schedule shuffle, so please check in via comm unit before you report today. AUV is working a double on Grid 9, so please adjust travel as necessary. Arms 3 and 4, you're both in the shed. In rec news, game night is moving to Thursday to accommodate our town, which I'm pretty stoked about. Auditions begin this Thursday, and yes, physical scripts are available until we're able to link back up with the service. And what is this? Taco Tuesday on a Thursday? Well, it's happening. It's the least we can do to make up for the connection issues.
I'd never seen one of the encapsulated before. What stepped into the room was more machine than flesh, a mechanical quadruped coupled with a great glass egg. The legs were highly articulated, but the cramped quarters of Atlas had to prove difficult for it. It was better suited for a flooded environment. Within that bubbling tank, a faint humanoid body coiled like a thing preserved. A periodic hissing suggested a highly specialized life support system. Asia Marsh was a relic of the days before the Nereids, back when the only way to facilitate communication between the languageless Tritons and the humans was something more radical. The walker positioned itself before the stage. A hologram emitter in the robotic base unfolded an image into the space between us. shattered marble assembled into the likeness of an abstract human.
Agent Pan.
Thanks for penciling me in. You can call off your goons.
Galena and Opus don't please you.
More names from ancient literature. Devoid of human language, the Tritons had always embraced the trappings of our sea myths. They were coming on a little strong.
They have relented, but they'll remain here for the duration of our meeting.
Do you know why I'm here?
More than you, I think. That's why I gave you a few minutes alone with them. To feel out their powers. At least what we're willing to reveal. And, of course, we finally have the chance to experience the much-touted apathis conditioning.
That's not my business.
Of course it is. The Brooklyn disappearance is merely pretext for Apathis to test one of its agents against Nereid psionics. The powers that be in Nudex know full well that Peter Brooklyn absconded with his Triton lover.
What? No. There's...
You don't think it's possible? You think every human subject we request is an unwilling participant? Did they even tell you this was his second summons to the deep?
I don't care how you package it. I need to know where he is.
I can tell you where he is, but that will do you little good. He walks in the deep now. Within a suit of Proteus, arm in arm with one he calls Alice. But your masters will ask you little about this when you return.
Where is he?
You are a weapons test, Agent Pan. Your masters considered you broken, and so, like me, you've been intervened upon by Eudex technology.
Jesus Christ, just hand him over.
To serve a purpose.
Her Nereid guards stood to either side of her now, still unarmed but tensed to move. Part of my brain, tight with basilisk, mapped the surest ways to cleave each creature's heart.
Very well.
That's it?
Of course. I told you this was all mere pretext. I can arrange for his delivery to the station and you can take it from... I'm sorry. Who are you?
I turned and saw Tabitha Vale striding across the room toward us, blonde hair swept behind her. She lashed out her left arm and the flesh unfurled like sailcloth, or a membranous wing unfolding from the semblance of a human arm, and then the flesh tightened into a scimitar. I opened my mouth to say something. She pushed me aside, and in horror I watched the blade slice Galena's beautiful head from her shoulders. Twin geysers of blood erupted from her severed arteries and her body fell to its knees. Opus rushed the attacker, but the Veil Thing ducked his grapple with inhuman speed. It brought the claw-like appendage around in a vicious arc and sent his head rolling across the floor as well. Blood fell like rain. I drew a knife in each hand, flipped the left into throwing position. But the thing that was Vale, awash with gore, was already stabbing its weaponized arm through the side of the egg-shaped tank, shattering glass and skewering the flesh within. The bodies finished tumbling to the floor. The heads rolled to a stop, eyes blinking like moth wings in lantern light. The Vale thing withdrew the vicious limb from the tank and turned... to me.
We have a story for you.
The Second Oil Age was produced by Robert Lamb, Alex Williams, Lauren Vogelbaum, and Josh Thane. This episode featured Angèle Masters as Sinove Pan, Lauren Vogelbaum as Tabitha Vale, Gina Rakiki as Asia Marsh, and Robin Bloodworth as Ken Hoffman. Supporting voice work by Anna Hosnia. Intro, outro, and supporting music created by The Weirding Module. Learn more at module1485.bandcamp.com. Music for the Cuddlecat Kittlefish media segment, Baby Duckbill by Jacob Tutu, provided by King Deluxe Records. Learn more at kingdeluxe.ca.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.